Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me this morning, I have Heather Dion, the Executive Director for CASA, which stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We got a fun thing to talk about here with the pickleball tournament. But first, let's just talk about what CASA does.
Yeah, so CASA, as you said, stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And so our organization, CASA of Central Oregon, we recruit, train, and support volunteers to serve as CASAs for children in foster care. So they are volunteers, complete training, they get to know a child or a sibling group in foster care, and then they advocate for them in the community and in the courtroom. And we want them to be the consistent person in a child's life during their time in foster care.
Sure. How'd this come about?
Yeah, so the CASA program started actually way back in the 1970s by a judge up in Seattle who was going to make a decision that was going to affect a child for the rest of their life, would decide whether or not to return a child back to their parents' custody. And the story goes that he was looking around the courtroom and realizing that he didn't know how this major decision was going to affect the child. He had people who were telling me how the parents felt about it, how the state felt about it, but he thought it would be really helpful if he had an independent person who could advise him about the best interest of the child. And so the CASA program started with that idea, and now there are CASA programs all across the country in most of the states, and we are one of 19 programs in the state of Oregon. And so we serve children in foster care in Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson counties.
Well, this sounds like a pretty big mission. This can't be cheap. How do you guys pay for this?
Yeah, it's not cheap. So it's we want to make it our job that we serve all children in our area, because we know that the most vulnerable children need as many caring adults on their side as possible.
Sure.
We are mandated by the state of Oregon to serve all children. We are funded. If we had to rely on state funding, we could serve about 15% to 18% of kids. So we rely on individual giving, fundraising events, grants. And then, like, we have an upcoming fundraising event. We have a pickleball tournament in a couple weeks that will also raise funds so that we can serve kids in foster care.
All right, let's talk about this pickleball tournament. Of course, people can go to the website and just learn more and make donations there and such. But
yes,
the pickleball tournament is coming up.
It is.
And pickleball is hot.
It is so hot. It is so fun.
You played it?
A little bit. Yeah, it's really fun. I highly recommend it. So This is a tournament that's going to be February 20th through 23rd, and it's going to be at the Premier Pickleball Club in Redmond. It's an indoor facility, so it's all indoors, especially with this weather right now. And it's open to amateurs, so singles and doubles, who want to come and play some pickleball, get a little competition, all for a really good cause. Half of all of the proceeds for the people, the registration, are going to come to CASA, and then also we have sponsorships available as well.
Okay, so we want everyone to get involved with the pickleball tournament.
You said
amateur pickleball. Does that mean there's professional pickleball players out there?
There are professional pickleball players out there. And so there is also a pro division as well, but the registration has closed for that. But we are still looking for folks to sign up for amateurs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that'd be fun to watch too.
I think it would be too. Yeah. So we're calling it Courtside for CASA Pickleball Tournament. And so if people want to come by February 20th through 23rd and watch some of our local competitive pickleball players, I think it'd be a really good time.
Okay, but talking to Heather Dion, the executive director for CASA, and they've got their big pickleball tournament coming up. I'm assuming everything's on the website. What's the website, Heather?
CASAofCentralOregon.org. And then if you want to get information about pickleball, you just do CASA.org/pickleball.
All right, wonderful. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.